Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got more trouble brewing in the Middle East, near the Arabian Peninsula and the Strait of Hormuz. You remember yesterday morning we were telling you about a confrontation between what appears to be some Iranian gunboats and a British tanker that fortunately was saved by a British warship. Ed Terzansky is senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute who follows this stuff very closely and has been tracking these incidents for many decades, let's be honest. Ed, what was your assessment of this latest skirmish 24 hours ago?
John, it's very much the Iranians following a playbook that they've had since 1979. So they either wanted to take the tanker hostage or they wanted to cripple it in a way that would cause problems for any navigation through the straits. And if they were called on it, they would either blame the British or the Americans for staging the incident, or else they would say, well, you see, this is the sort of thing that happens because of the aggressive actions that Trump administration has initiated against Iran, and people can't be held responsible because of their emotional response to this. You've got to give us relief from the sanctions just so that more of this sort of thing won't happen.
So, not to simplify it too much, but it sounds like the same old playbook that they've used for years, almost like a kid who has figured out, I can scream and yell and break things, and my parents will give in to me instead of actually disciplining me. And I know
it's the spoiled child, John, that over a period of four decades, if we're going to use the analogy, the kid has learned that every time I hear something I don't like, if I behave badly, I will be rewarded, or else, to stretch the analogy in this case, the parent, the United States, is going to be held accountable because they're the ones who are making me behave badly. And that's, I know that sounds like a gross oversimplification, but in reality, this is a case of bad behavior not just going unpunished, but often being rewarded. And the Iranians have seen the playbook in North Korea, where the North Koreans for a very long time would misbehave, and what happened? Everyone came running at them with food, fuel, and finances, exactly what they wanted, so that they wouldn't pay a price for the bad behavior. And then when they'd run out of any combination of those three, they'd go back to bad behavior and get more.
Yeah, so do you think that the Iranians are being advised? I mean, is it true that John Kerry has been over there and has got an open hotline to them, perhaps advising them to do this type of thing to further isolate Donald Trump from the rest of the international community, isolate the United States from the international community? Is that the strategy you think they're using in this particular case? Or is this just, hey, we're mad and it is a time-tested thing that we've won out in the past, so let's try it again?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned former Secretary Kerry, because his bad conduct is often forgotten. And I don't think he's saying, hey, guys, do the following. But instead, the message he sent is that, listen, the more you resist Trump, you can play for time. You need to play for time so that domestic political pressure will build on him, the U.S. will come to its senses, elect someone else, and then you'll have a more constructive approach to dealing with the whole issue. Yeah. So Kerry doesn't specifically say go out and do bad things, but he offers what, in the traditional sense, we would call aid and comfort to the enemy, because he's working against the current duly elected American government to subvert its policies. Again, there was a time we would take a very dim view of it, and there would be a penalty for this sort of bad behavior. Today, it's just another part of the resistance against all things Trump, and I think it's terribly, terribly counterproductive and is setting a precedent that, quite frankly, someday the Secretary Kerry's party will not want. Because if somebody else would play this game, if they had played against the Obama administration, you'd have heard about it, and the media would have been much more persistent in criticizing it. Now, Kerry just goes largely unremarked, and the bad things he's done, he continues to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the media are cheering him on. They're glad he's doing it. That's why he's not being criticized, which is outrageous, in my opinion. Even if you agree with him, your neutrality as a journalist, you should be calling out things that you would call out with other people. But before we go, I got to ask you, what do you think is the end game, at least in the next couple of years? There was an Israeli official who says he thinks that Trump is angling for a nuclear deal 2.0. Can that be possible? I mean, it seems like they're taunting him to almost bomb something over there.
Yeah, they really are. They are pushing hard at the edge. And I think what they have to be careful of is that, all right, they've shot down one of our drones and they went after this ship because they had damaged others, and the British trained their guns on them, and the Iranians pulled back. Well, now you've got the U.S. Navy coordinating with the British and with other navies in the region to say, look, we'll be your intelligence spine and backbone from the air. You guys do some of the mop-up work. But at some point, when the Iranians provoke a serious response and a couple of their craft are destroyed, they'll start jumping ugly, and people like the Israelis are going to be telling them very clearly, listen, we know your playbook. You're going to try to hit us through proxies. We're not going to have Trump's resolve to keep his powder dry. We're going to hit you hard. Yeah. And Trump does want a deal because in his own self-image, he sees himself as the big deal maker.
Yeah.
But just like with the North Koreans, it's one thing to say that you want a deal. It's another to work through the very difficult details of one. Because the Iranians aren't going to change their stripes.
They're just gonna...
a relentlessly aggressive presence in that region. They think it's theirs, not ours. And the bad behavior is going to continue.
They're playing for keeps. Ed Terzansky, senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, I appreciate it. I'm glad to have you on because we just got to keep our eyes open and remember what has happened, because eventually something's going to blow up big here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.